Okay, this is Dr. Chetna Kripalu, who will be making a voice recording here regarding a summary of week number 4. So here's Dr. Chetna.
Hi, this is Dr. Kripalu, and this is the last class for the beginner's course of our meditation. This is the fourth class, so we began with a prayer, as always. So we began with a prayer, as always, to lead us in the right direction, and kind of, it's almost like an intention for the day. And you can call it intention, you can call it whatever you want. It just helps set the tone for the class. You could do the same thing for the day in the morning. So that's what the prayer or the intention is for. Then we did a quote for the class or the week or for the day, however you want to use it. It's always important to keep ourselves bathed in good intentions, good thoughts, everything in which gives us a good state of mind and that state of calmness and motivates us to stay that way. So the quotes actually are good for that. You can write it down in a index card and keep it with you in your dashboard, in the car, in your pocketbook, on the refrigerator, and you can keep changing it for the week. So it just helps you introspect on the quote every day and how did you fare every day based on that. So it's a huge motivational factor, and it could be used as an affirmation also. So the quote helps with that. And then we went around reviewing how people's week or weeks were, difficulties with meditation or what practices people followed, what they didn't, and what happened, and, you know, that kind of a review. So we did also the first technique, which was to nature sounds. And this technique is really, really amazing because you can choose any nature sound you like. A beach is what we chose. The ocean waves are really, really powerful. It makes us so peaceful, just kind of staying and with the flow of the waves. It helps with that. The water, you could almost visualize yourself in the beach while you're doing this technique. You're getting there and feeling the breeze and feeling the sun shining down on your skin, the clear blue skies, essentially just calmness around the sand on your feet. However you want to visualize while you're listening to those waves is very useful. Everybody loves the waves. Similarly, if you like to be in a forest with a creek running at the back, like we're actually here right now in the Brandywine Creek Park, where I have the creek right next to me and where we're doing this recording. And that's very peaceful too, to just be under the trees, so fresh, the air, and just feels so good to be outside in the nature. The birds chirping, it could be, you know, anything, all the nature sounds you can hear, or even, you know, sound of the rain, if some people like that. So you could choose any of these and do the, you know, meditation. So that was a technique. Then what the next thing we did was chant. As always, in every class, we did chant to Om, because that is very, very powerful. Extremely powerful, in fact, and it just kind of integrates your vibrations through all the energy vortexes and energy meridians. It is just amazing, the energetic by the time you're done. It's just not a calmness where you just don't want to do anything. It's more about vitality and energy where you want to get up and actually get more done. So it's a good idea to do it in the mornings or any part of the day. It's flexible, but the mornings helps because sometimes you're sleepy when you wake up. So that's just nice beginning of the day you can use it for. As I said, you can also use it for any time in the middle of the day also. So that's the chanting. And then we talked about the 5-minute energy technique. We did not do it this class. Went about saying how important the energy technique is, because it's, again, people feel fatigued because of a lot of depletion during the day, interaction with people, how people draw your energies, and things like that. And also to, kind of almost bring a shield around you. We didn't discuss that, but I would just put it in here, how you can set an intention to put an energy shield around you, which protects you from any of those energy attacks or psychic attacks, as I call it, from entities or people or whoever in your life which kind of drain you. So who drain you? So that's another thing you can do in the beginning of the day, or even in the middle of the day. If you feel like your energy is depleting, you can use that. We did that. Then we also did affirmation. And the affirmation this time was actually based on a prayer. This is huge. This is a prayer. It's a Hawaiian prayer, and it's called Ho'oponopono prayer. That's a Hawaiian term. It was started coming into people's lives by this ancient Hawaiian teacher. She's not alive anymore. Her name is Simeona Morna, there was many, not disciples, but students from her, her students. But the main person who I got it from was Dr. Hugh Len. His name is Dr. E. Halakala Hugh Len. Again, the first name is a Hawaiian name. He's Hawaiian. He did his PhD as a psychologist in Wisconsin. And he was assigned to a criminally insane institution in Hawaii. And this is just a background story about the prayer, so you understand what the power of the prayer is, and also about the use and how easy it is to use these prayers in your life, and how it's beneficial for us. So that's how he was assigned to this institution, and there was all these people going back and forth, including psychiatrists, psychologists, psychotherapists, staff members, midwives, nurses, and all kinds of people they could pull from wherever to help these people. And it was kind of almost like a revolving door where people came and went because they could not stand the resistance from the inmates. They're not inmates, I'm sorry. It's the residents of the institution. They almost treated them like inmates. That was the sad part. So that happened, and what he did was he used this prayer just as a subconscious clearing, and he did not spend time with these patients or clients one-to-one, like a regular therapy session. He would see them once a week just to know what's going on in their lives as a feedback, but did not tell them to do anything a certain way or didn't give them tools or anything like that. He literally, incessantly, day and night, said this prayer. So that's four lines. It's, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. So I'll go into it a little bit about explaining after I'm finished with the story. So he used this constantly, these four lines, literally 24 hours a day, I would say, except for the sleeping hours. And in 3 to 4 years, he saw such major improvement in these people's lives that they completely returned to the society, and they had to actually close down the institution. So how does that work? So what it means is the first line, I'm sorry, this is basically talking to your subconscious mind. So one step backward, coming to what's conscious mind and what's subconscious mind. Conscious mind is, the main awareness with which you go through the day. You're talking, you're walking, you're doing things from one thing to another thing, you're thinking, all the action-oriented activities. The subconscious mind is 95%, because if you really think about it, there is so much information coming in through the brain, through the things you go through in a single day. So the brain cannot keep all the information in. So a lot of it goes into the subconscious. So if you look at it in terms of technology, there's a lot of bits of information, you know. So the brain can only keep about 4,000, around that, bits of information. But there's billion bits of information coming in. And that's what's stored in the subconscious. So what does that mean? If you think about it, how you function in a day, if you're really engrossed in deep thought and you have to go from point A to point B and you're driving, you don't remember how you drove from point A to point B, especially if it's from work to home or home to work, however you can describe it. And that's because your subconscious is trained so well that it becomes almost like an automated response. So it can do that. So it's kind of scary if you really think about it. You drove, you're not paying attention to the road. You're probably paying attention to the road also, but you're not conscious of it. So that is what we're talking about. How do we reprogram the subconscious mind is what we're trying to do with this prayer here. So when we say, I'm sorry, firstly, we didn't know we had such a powerful subconscious mind at all. Now that we know it, we have to really try to use our conscious mind to program our subconscious mind. So this is what we're trying to do, is deliberately trying to do that with meditation, with affirmations, with, maybe chanting. There are certain mantras you can use. There's all these things which you can use to reprogram your subconscious. So this is one of them. So literally it's a conversation with your subconscious. You can look at your subconscious mind as your, as a child, as your inner child. Some of you may have heard of what inner child means, and that's what it is. So you are really saying, I'm sorry for ignoring you because you never paid attention to that inner child or the subconscious part of your mind since you didn't know it. So I'm sorry I ignored you all this time, not knowing what's inside of you. And then, so please forgive me. And thank you because I know now whatever is coming up, I'm more aware of it. And then I love you because I let it go now, especially the negative thoughts and negative information as it comes up. Because they do come up, but we don't pay attention. We're so engrossed in our heads, in our minds, we really don't pay attention. And that's why we get into trouble. But the more you are conscious of it, you can, you know, clear it more and more. So the idea is when you say these four lines, which is simple if you look at it, all the time, it's almost like you can use it as affirmations in your mind. And again, the first thing is awareness of where your thoughts are going. Other than when you're focusing your attention in your work or you're doing something and you're engrossed in it. But other than that, if your mind wanders off, it's a good thing to keep saying that because what you're telling is your subconscious is to let it go even before it sinks in. So that's the whole idea about not putting more stuff. And when you're doing it incessantly, it's clearing up whatever it's stored there also. So it's just giving attention. That's all it is. Paying attention and awareness to these things. So that's the whole idea of this prayer. So you see how simple the tool is, but it is so powerful. So if you do it constant enough on enough number of times and all through the day, you will see that you start feeling lighter. And the only evidence or only that is you have to do it. The proof is in the pudding. So you have to do it to know how it feels. Now, I would say that thank you and I love you, even if you cannot say all the four lines, you could just say those two, and that would be so powerful, and it's the same. And I've done it. I've been doing it in the last, I would say, 1 or 2 years at least. And I cannot say magical things happening, in our lives. So this also helps people around you, and that's the good part. So because when you start clearing your subconscious, people around you, there's a reason why your feelings and emotions are because of people who come into your lives also. So when you clear them, you're actually helping clear it for the others too. If you want to look into it more and you're curious and want to learn more, just put Ho'oponopono prayer. A link will be sent to you with a meditation. You can, you know, go through that, and you can put that name, and, you know, Dr. Hulen's information will come up, and just go in deeper into it and see how it works.
Can I ask you, so I have a question regarding the prayer. First of all, could you repeat the prayer again,
yeah,
please?
So, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. So, we can say it as a song.
Right, so the first part, I'm sorry, right? So, when someone is doing that, should they just be saying that in an abstract way, or should they be thinking about someone or some situation, or how is that to be done exactly?
You're not saying it to anybody. I mean, not anybody. You're not saying it to anybody, I mean, human, like, you know, across the board, because you may not be aware of necessarily something you did wrong or you're sorry about hurting somebody. It's just you're saying sorry to your subconscious.
But what if you are aware that this particular person has done something and they feel guilt and shame, which happens a lot, right? Mm-hmm. So in that situation, should they think about that situation or that person and then project the thought that way?
No, you don't need to do any of that.
None of that is
working.
None
of that. All what you're doing is you're really saying sorry to your subconscious for going through this unconscious process of storing information there, which you want to release.
So that's very interesting. Unconscious process of storing information. Could you say something more about that?
Yeah, because remember how many, like I was telling you, how many thoughts come through? You really don't know what they do and where they go and what it does to your being.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, we are pretty much unconscious because we keep going from one thought to the other, 68,000 thoughts a day, approximately. So you're not aware of all these thoughts and what they do to you. So that's why there's an unconscious way the brain processes and goes into the subconscious, because it can't keep all the information,
right.
So it kind of pushes in somewhere, and that's your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the subconscious mind is so burdened with this. So what happens over time is the circuit which it causes from that to your body, and
yeah.
Finally your body is the one who receives it. And it may happen over weeks, months, years,
right.
Depending on what it is,
right.
What kind of trauma or
sure.
Whatever you've been through, and how much you play,
yeah.
Almost like a CD, play it
right.
Again and again in your brain.
Right.
So that's why you may think, oh, I'm not feeling anything. In your conscious mind, but then your body's aching and you're in pain. So obviously, it's gone in and done something, because you're not aware there is another piece in between. So that's what the unconscious response to a, you know, conscious, you know, reflex is what it means. So this is why this is so powerful. So we want to use more and more tools like that, which are simple, but you don't have to identify, because you cannot identify. You don't even know the 4 billion bits of information you have in the subconscious.
Yeah.
There is no way to identify all of that. You would go crazy if you even start, like, you know, it could be done probably through hypnosis and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Even that, I don't think you can identify all that. And you don't need to. That's the part. It's like this. The way it works is, if you look at a table and it has a million legs, you have to work on a couple of legs, so it all topples off. So you don't have to work at every leg.
Yes.
So you got to remember
yeah.
that.
That's a good
so
analogy.
That's how you will remember and say, oh, okay, I'm just working on it, and it's like a wave. It just sweeps off and clears it up. So it's literally going from, you know, from your conscious all the way into the subconscious,
sure.
And then letting it go to the divine or, you know, whatever, zero point, you can call it. That's what Dr. Hulen calls it, a zero point where you have no mind, no thoughts. So it happens. So that actually, the reason to do this constantly is because not only are you clearing the past thoughts, you're also not allowing the future thoughts as you go along
yeah.
to sink into your subconscious either.
So that's like creating a shield.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. So
it's more than a shield. It's like as the things go through, as they come in, you're clearing it. You're
mm-hmm.
not letting it go and build
mm-hmm.
into your subconscious, which is going to go into your body.
So would you say that the mind gets tuned to this prayer?
Yes.
And then, so whatever happens in one's life in the present, it doesn't really penetrate and get stored in a negative way, because the prayer is going to just throw that out. Would
yeah,
you say
because the prayer is called a prayer, but you're literally talking to subconscious
yeah.
saying,
yeah.
don't store it, just leave, let it go.
It's a repetitive, it's like a mantra, essentially.
It is. So the thing is, if you do it enough number of times, and if you're doing during the day,
yeah.
at night, your subconscious already is trained now.
Right.
Not to store.
Right.
So it becomes conditioned now to say, I have the permission to let it go. I'm not going to keep it. So that's the part mm-hmm. of training. So if you're interested in it, you can actually go to this YouTube meditation. It's called yeah. Inner Child Meditation.
Right.
And it's by Dr. Hugh Len. There is another one by Dr. Joe Vitale, I think.
Yeah.
And then another gentleman, his last name is Ross. I can't remember his first name. So you can choose any of that. It's about 17 to 20 minutes around. But it's so powerful. It's just, you know, sometimes people are in tears. People are in complete, like, you know, emotional because you're letting it all go.
Yeah.
And those are all good things. They're not something bad.
Right.
So it is really powerful to do that. So it's something easy to incorporate. You can use it as an affirmation
Definitely.
Because you know it's working for you. And this is good because it also leads to the next step and how you can visualize certain things to use the power of manifestation. So we'll, you know, we can go on and on
yeah.
how it's beneficial. But
we'll talk about that, yeah.
So this is the main thing we discussed in the last class.
Sure.
And so we use an affirmation, thank you and I love you, to incorporate that into your subconscious. And you can do more. Obviously, it's not the 5 minutes through the day. And we did that. And then we ended up with, again, just kind of going through the room. Certain questions came up about things like energy and, again, energy vampires and, you know, things like that. So we talked about it. We even talked about how you can use the heart math tools again. So easy. You don't even have to close your eyes. You can just breathe in through your heart space and breathe out, breathe in. And that's easy to do opening your eyes. You don't have to focus anywhere. You just remember inside your mind, you're just focusing on your heart space. So literally inhale and then exhale. And then you can feel your heart expanding. So the beauty of this is you can actually, it's more sustaining. Initially, it seems like it's transient. The more number of times you do it, and you can couple it or modify it with gratitude and appreciation by remembering something in the past. Somebody did such a nice thing for you or things, events which made you really fuzzy and so appreciative of life. That would even sustain it more. And they have done research on this. So we ended up with that. And then, so we closed with that. And then, you know, we're probably going to do some follow-ups and some evaluations, to see how this goes through. And also said that in future we may want to do a, kind of like a get-together or another, follow-up class. We haven't decided that, in a couple of months or something like that. So we can get all the groups together, and see how this has worked out for people, and not just let it go here.
All right, good. That's a great summary. Thank you very much, Dr. Chetna Kripalu.